El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Hey, welcome back here. Final hour of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. So anyway, make a long story short, I know that we're... We got little Ian Anderson hanging on the line from... Where is he, anyway?
He's up in Oakland.
Oakland?
Yeah, that's where they're racing.
All right, we'll put him on hold for just a moment because we want to talk... I just want to wrap up the whole story I was telling and let everybody know. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. And our backstage pass is the subscription to our website, for those of you who don't know. And our website provides not just a live video cast, which also obviously includes audio of our radio show. It is either live or on demand, depending upon how you want to use it. We are also now providing streaming for iPhone and iPad and a great many droids. We are fully mobile. In other words, the live video cast is mobile as well as our on-demand features. So we encourage you to take advantage of that. We also have a huge archive of material going back over a decade, close to 5,000 hours of full radio shows from which we do pull our podcasts. And those podcasts, by the way, are about to become limited. By that I mean we are going to draw them back a little bit and make them primarily available to our subscribers. What we will make available to non-subscribers will be a smaller version of that. But we do encourage you to subscribe to our website so you can get those daily podcasts as a subscriber. And our Bobby Dooley, I think, will remain a free feature for the time being. But you know how that goes.
So in other words, you're looking to really stick it to people, aren't you?
Stick it to people?
Yeah. What does that mean?
Well, I mean...
Let me ask you a question, Margaret. Last I checked, do the Dodgers charge money to see a game?
Well, Phil...
No. Do the Dodgers charge money to see a game?
Yes, they do.
Okay. Does anybody say they're sticking it to people?
Yeah, when they stink.
Okay, when they stink. But guess what? That's a decision people can make. Some people may not want to buy a ticket to a Dodger game or a Yankee game or a Cardinal game or a Cub game. They may not want to do that. Because they, quote, in your words, bud, stink. However, some people do. Some people do buy tickets to those games and to those teams, even though they do stink. Maybe they don't think they stink. Maybe for those people who buy those tickets, it's worth it. You see, that's what I mean. It's an individual decision. On our website, it is a subscription. So you can actually watch the video cast. You can get the archives, all this other stuff. And it's a decision that you make. And you don't have to make it. You can do whatever else you want to do, and that's cool, you know. But if you do make that decision and you join us as a subscriber, we're very, very happy to have people. It's as simple as that. I'm not, but so don't get all, weirded out.
Well.
Uh-huh. Anyway, so please do join us at philhendryshow.com with a backstage pass, a BSP. Some people call it backseeing Phil. Whatever you'd like to, call that, you may. All right, little Ian Anderson is joining us from Oakland, California, where I guess they're getting ready for a meet this week up there at Bay Meadows. And Ian, I wanted to have you on not to talk about horse racing so much as I wanted to talk about football or soccer. And my primary question is this, Ian. Are you there?
Right.
Okay. My primary question is, the difference, I've been watching this British, what they call the Barclays Premier League, which is the Premier League, that's the major league of soccer in Britain. And for people's information, it is the single most watched of all the professional leagues in the world. Is that right?
Right. Well, the Barclays Premier League is right. That's the name of the sponsor. Right.
Yeah, Barclays, the beer.
Right. It's the sponsor. And at one time it was called, I think it was called something else. It was like Carling Premier League was what it's called.
Carling is also a beer.
Right. It was lot of lager or Carling or Barclays. Oh no, Barclays is not a lager. It's a bank.
Barclays Bank. Okay.
Yeah, Barclays is a bank, and Carling was a lager. But it's called Premier League, which is, as you said, it's the major league.
Okay, so to win the Premier League, do they have playoffs? How does that work?
No, it's got no playoffs in the Premier League. The Premier League is 20 teams, and they all play all these games. They play 36 games, right?
They play 36 games?
Right. And they compete. And the team that's in the first place, the team with the most points, you get 3 points for a win. You get 1 point for a draw. And
3 points for a win and 1 point for a draw.
That's correct. And the team right now is Manchester United. Is the best team in the Premier League right now.
And that looks like Manchester United has won, haven't they?
Right. Well, they're 14 points ahead of the second place team, which is Manchester City. So they got Manchester United, and Manchester City is the second place team, and they have won the Premier League last year. Well, it's not going to win the Premier League this year, though. It's going to be Manchester United. And they've won most of the Premier League championships, I think, since they started the Premier League.
When did they start the Premier League?
Premier League was started in 1992, and before that, it was called Division One of the Football League. So Division One of the Football League was all the Premier League teams. These were the best teams in all of English football. And they broke away for the television money like that.
All right, so they broke away for economic reasons.
Right, right.
Okay, so since there's no playoffs in the Premier League, and so it's just the team with the most points wins.
That's right.
Okay, so what is the FA Cup?
Right, okay, so the FA Cup is a championship of all of English football. It's not just the Premier League championship, it's a championship of all of English football. That means that it's like all the teams compete, no matter what division you're in, you can compete for the FA Cup. And that means that like even four divisions or three or five divisions down, you can compete with a Premier League team. That's why like you'll see Nottingham Forest, or you see Blackburn Rovers, or you see Crystal Palace, or something like that. You know, competing against Manchester United, or Manchester City, or Chelsea. Or Swansea, or Everton, or Liverpool. See?
Ben, what do you mean Premier League's the champion of what?
Premier League, like I said, bloke, it's the champion of Premier League.
Right, well then what's the championship of English football's better?
It's the championship of English football. It's all the teams. It's not just the Premier League.
All right, but I think what Bud's asking is, if you are the winner of the Premier League, aren't you really the best soccer team in the country?
Well, it's not really, because...
Why not? You win a Premier League, it's called Premier.
Well, you won't let me finish, because I've actually been to a soccer game, and you haven't been to a soccer game as far as I know, because if you have been to a soccer game, you at least know a little bit what you're talking about.
I'm not going to go to a soccer game, because it's boring.
Right, well, I bet you a soccer watch you, they think you were boring, too. You know?
All right, hold on for a minute, will you guys? I want to talk to Ian, I don't want to talk to you, you don't know anything about it.
Neither does he.
I know a damn sight better than you do. It's like I've been to a soccer game. You've been to a soccer game?
What? Like I said, I'm not going to go on it.
Just shut up, bud. All right, so what I'm trying to find out here, Ian, is what's the difference? You got the FA Cup.
Right, what I'm trying to say is FA Cup is all the teams in all of English football, right? And they compete up to 10, I think it's like the top 10 divisions.
All right, the top 10 divisions. So there's Premier League. Then there's Football Championship. Am I right about that?
That's right, Football Championship, or the Championship League, is the number two league. That's a division below Premier League. And then there's League One.
League One.
And then there's League Two.
League Two.
Right. And then below that, there's other divisions. And what they do is they schedule games between all the teams in all these divisions that what have qualified to play in the FA Cup. And they have all these games.
Now, who won the FA Cup last year?
Chelsea won the FA Cup last year. And I forget who won the year before. It was Chelsea.
And who did Chelsea play?
I forget. I think they played Swansea.
And those are both Premier One. Or those are, I should say, Premier League teams, right?
That's right. Well, it's not really. You're not going to see a team that's not good to win the FA Cup. It's only going to be a Premier League team. But at least this gives all the other teams a chance, you know, to win.
That's ridiculous. All it does is sucker them in.
Right. Well, the only sucker here is you, because you'd probably be the sucker to pay the money. If a sucker like you is going to pay the freight, it's a good thing we got the suckers like you.
Yeah, so you won't cheat people.
Only a stupid bloke like you would cheat. And
all right, would you guys, you mind if I'm just asking these questions, okay?
I think it's a jip.
No, it's not a jip, but people love it. Of a jip to a bloke like you because you don't understand anything about it anyway.
Yeah, well, it'd probably be a jip if you went and saw American football.
No, because I'd know what I'm looking at, wouldn't I? I'd know I'm looking at American football, and I know whether I like it or not. And not be some stupid bloke like you, sit there going, whoa, this sucker, I don't like this sucker, I got jipped. No one tells you go in and watch the game.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you're just saying that.
No, I'm not saying it. I'm saying it. I know it.
All right, look, so what I'm trying to find out here, Ian, is this. You got the championship of football is the FA Cup. The Premier League is the Premier League. Now, all of these teams qualify for other competitions, correct?
Well, right, right. Premier League, they qualify for the Champions League. The Champions League is all Europe, all the championship teams in Europe. And then there's also Europa League. And Europa League is not all the teams that are second or third place teams, right? Europa League is not all that good. I'm not all that much a fan of Europa League. But I love the Champions League. I love the FA Cup. And the Premier League, you know.
Okay. Ian, thank you very much. And good racing season. What is it with you two guys, anyway?
That guy's an idiot.
Well, he thinks you're pretty stupid. And I'll tell you something else. When it comes to English soccer, I'm going to listen to him, not you, okay? If we ever start talking about baseball or football, American, like, with him, then you can be the guy.
Yeah, it's got to do. Why, man? Why are you having him on there?
All right, we'll be right back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We're online at philhendryshow.com. We got Jeff Dowder and Harvey Weierman coming up in just a moment.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, again, what he said, he didn't even know about it.
Well, you sure don't know anything. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, online at philhendryshow.com. I was just looking at this ridiculous, I don't know what show this is, it's some drag racing show on Fox, and it's like a cross between drag racing and wrestling, because there's either the crew chiefs or the team owners or something are out there screaming and yelling at the crowd, and they have a microphone. You guys seen this?
No, I've seen it. They got some crazy shows, though.
But we're not going to talk about drag racing right now so much as we're going to be talking about Dancing with the Stars. And on the line with us from Temple City, California, is Jeff Dowder is going to be joining us. And we also have Harvey Weierman in Las Vegas right now joining us to talk a little bit about Dancing with the Stars. And the reason why I have you guys on is we want to revitalize the debate forum, the debate format that we had. Between the two of you, and we wanted to start with something that you are both. I think, Harvey, you had been invited to be on Dancing with the Stars, and Jeff, you have been vehemently opposed to Dancing with the Stars as a kind of a bourgeois commercial thing. So let me start with you, Harvey. Would you call yourself somebody who favors Dancing with the Stars?
I'm sorry, Phil. I didn't know we were going to be doing this at this hour because I've got some money over playing dice. You don't mind about that?
Well, if you wouldn't mind backing away from the game.
All right. Why don't you here? You hold these. You hold these. Those are yours. You go ahead and bet. Dancing with the Stars was the television show that I got invited on by Mel Bergantine, who is one of the associate producers. And he said to me, well, you know, we want to get, they had Buzz Aldrin, and they had some older people, and they say, you want to do a Dance with a Star? And I said, sure. And I said, who do I get to dance with? They said, well, you don't know. And I said, it's a professional. He said, yeah. I said, well, who is it? And they said, we don't know. But I said, well, is it who? I didn't understand. They said, well, you're the star.
Yeah, you'd be the celebrity.
All right, well, so that means I'm dancing with some girl who is no one, you know. And I thought I was going to be dancing with some famous piece of, you know, I don't want to.
Well, who?
Well, some famous dancer. I don't know who, but, you know, and instead they said it's just going to be some dancer, you know. And I said, well, I'm not interested in that. I said to Mel, I said, I appreciate it, you know, very much so, but I'm not interested in that. I was interested in dancing with a piece of tape, you know, a famous woman, you know. And
well, who were you thinking of?
Well, I don't know. I was thinking, you know, the one that I wanted take a crack at was that Nancy Grace, because she's got, she's big, you know, but it doesn't bother me at all. And you know, that was my idea. Or, you know, the other one they had there was that Allie.
Boy, you like those big chicks, don't you?
Well, don't worry. Look, Henry, I'm no different from you.
Excuse me, but that's a little on the large side for me. Size, I should say.
Oh, look at you. Boy, you... You're a real connoisseur, aren't you?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, a little bit different for you. Jeff Dowder is joining us here from Temple City. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm very good, thank you.
What is your take on Dancing with the Stars?
Well, as you indicated earlier, Ms. Henry, I think that all kidding aside, and Mr. You know, Wireman is all, you know, he's all talking about it and everything, but I think Dancing with the Stars is just another ridiculous, it's just ridiculous, you know. And,
yeah, but why is it ridiculous?
Hold on. He gets to say what he wants to say, and then you guys mix it up.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous because it's stupid, man. I mean, think about it, you know. If you think about it long enough, you'll see how stupid it is because, first of all, if just look at how stupid it is, you know, and to me, that's the worst part about it is just, you know, if you think about it, what's stupid about Jesus, Henry?
All right. He's making his case. You can't butt in.
I want to butt in. The guy hasn't said one thing.
That's when you get into the debate part.
Yeah, see, that's the debate part, and you're not even giving me a chance to say nothing. But you are saying nothing. You're saying, I am giving you the chance to say nothing. You're saying nothing. Well, I didn't hear you saying anything that's all that good other than the fact that you want to dance with some behemoth.
You know something? When's the debate part start?
It's not yet. Jeff, wrap up.
Yeah. So, yeah, in conclusion...
Oh, brother.
I would say that Dancing with the Stars is a... bourgeois pursuit that is totally useless, doesn't teach anybody anything. That, you know, like, I'm sure those people are actually going to go and dance like that. No, they're not. And it doesn't mean anything. Even if you knew how to dance like that, where are you going to go to dance like that? There's no clubs that will allow you to dance like that. You look like a jag-off, and they'll throw you out.
All right, so we basically have you two gentlemen... in the one case, Harvey, you enjoy Dancing with the Stars.
Can I just say one thing, please, Phil?
Go ahead.
Is this the same idiot that I talked to last year when we were talking about the death penalty?
Yeah, well, Mr. Henry, is this the same idiot? Okay, I can do that too. Is this the same idiot, Mr. Henry?
Will you two guys just cool it? Now. Harvey, you and Jeff will now open up and go back and forth on your beliefs pertaining to Dancing with the Stars. Yes, you two guys are the same ones that engaged each other last year on the death penalty. This year, I want to start off with some things that are a little bit lighter, if you don't mind. So go ahead, gentlemen.
Well, you know, I want to say, you know, that the...
Well, here's a point I want to make.
Wait a second. He said for me to start off, then you can open your big fat mouth if that's what you want to do.
Well, I mean, you ain't said nothing.
Yes, I have. Say, I'm going to say it. You show me where I can go dancing with something that I think is... If I want to dance with Nancy Grace, that's my prerogative and that's my business. And you show me where I can go out for an evening... Of dining and dancing and drinks and relax with a woman like Nancy Grace, and I won't get run out of the club, you know, for having for sitting down with her.
Well, who's going to run you out of the club for having cocktails with Nancy Grace?
I'm just saying that the people, they'll probably say, oh, wow, you know, you're sitting there with that, she's big, you know.
Well, why would they throw you out?
I thought this was me and daughter.
All right, well, hold on. We got to take another break. We'll be back. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, our debate segment between Harvey Wireman and Jeff Dowder on Dancing with the Stars, the relative merits of Dancing with the Stars. Dowder taking the con, Harvey Wireman taking the pro position. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Well, they also told, and another time I went to a dance place, there was a guy with one leg.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line is Jeff Dowder as well as Harvey Wireman, and we're talking about Dancing with the Stars, a debate as to its relative merits in Las Vegas. Is Harvey Wireman. Harvey, go ahead.
The point that I was trying to make to this young man, Mr. Dowder, is where are you going? Those are my chips. I'm in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I should tell the audience, Harvey has said, was playing dice.
I'm going to talk to you, Phil, and I do want to talk to you, but I got to tell this guy here, don't go anywhere with those chips. So the point that I'm making is that I don't know about Dancing with the Stars any more than I know about the stars themselves that are up in outer space, okay? That's how much I know about Dancing with the Stars. But I know a little something about stars that are the stars of Hollywood and television and all of that. And if I wanted to go on Dancing with the Stars, I dance with Nancy Grace, that's my business. See, that's nobody else's business but mine. And where else are you going to get that chance to dance with a nice big, you know, if that's what I want to do? Now, my wife died 7 years ago, and we had wonderful years. Dolores and I had wonderful years together. But now I'm at a point where I can do whatever the hell I want, when I want, and if I want to go out with some big chick like Nancy Grace, that's my business. See?
Well, I mean, yeah, okay, it's your business, and I would never, you know, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I'm telling you that is an idle bourgeois pursuit.
Why is that an idle pursuit? If I want to go out with a big woman like that.
Because first of all, you're depriving yourself. Because, first of all, what that show does, if it gives you the chance to non-embarrassingly go out with a huge woman where you would ordinarily be, more than bearably be, too embarrassed to do it, don't you think that mitigates to the betterment of society? I do.
No, I don't see how that mitigates to the betterment of society. I think that mitigates to the worserment, but
God, you're a lawyer, man?
Yeah, I'm a lawyer, man. I'm trying to debate, and I'm trying to keep my eyes on my money, and I'm trying to keep my eyes on this woman that I'm with who's not a Nancy Grace type. She weighs about this chick here. How much do you weigh, honey? About 100 pounds.
All right, see, that's the more acceptable size.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about right there, acceptable size. If I want to go out with a Nancy Grace or a Kirstie Alley, and I got a guy like you hanging around monitoring my every move, I'm not going to have any fun, okay?
Well, I mean, I think that it's necessary. When I said do the betterment of society, and you go to the worserment of society, and you're a lawyer, okay? Can you imagine that? Can you feature that? You're up there going all the worserment, and I'm saying I'm not a lawyer, so I do have the right, and I do have a lot of vital things to say about it.
I'm not saying you don't have vital things to say. I'm saying you got no business coming up to me and telling me that I can't be with a Nancy Grace if that's what I want to be.
Okay, so what you guys are getting down to here is
hold on, what? Give me a gimlet. Go ahead, Phil. I'm sorry.
So what you guys are talking about here is that in Dowder's case, Jeff's case, Dancing with the Stars is a trivial, ridiculous pursuit that only enhances an already dumbed-down society. And you, Harvey, believe that Dancing with the Stars is a fantastic pursuit because it gives the average man or woman the chance to dance and maybe even romantically hook up with a celebrity. Would that be correct?
Well, yeah. hook up with a celebrity, you know, romantically hook up with a celebrity, but also romantically hook up with a celebrity that's got the big butt, you know, well, you know.
Yeah, what I'm saying is he's the worserment. Well,
will you guys knock it off with worserment, okay?
Well, he said betterment, so I...
To the detriment.
Okay, that was it. That's the word I was looking for.
Well, all right. Yeah, I was looking for it, too.
No, you weren't. No, you weren't at all. You just used my word.
So I used your word, man. I mean, that's... Never mind.
Never mind. That's the smartest thing you've said so far. Never mind. The worst... Not worse. The detriment of society is such, Mr. Henry, that people impinge on other people's rights and activities and behaviors, and I believe that is ultimately what's going to lead our country to a much less richer experience as human beings. Remember that America, at the end of the day, is a place where the individual can do what he or she pleases without having to answer to anyone. What Mr. Dowder is proposing is a society that continues to breathe down your neck and walk up to you and tap you on the shoulder and say, why are you out with a fat woman? Your move.
Well, okay. I mean, that was pretty, you know, impressive, counselor. All right. You know, very impressive indeed. But I'm afraid you didn't make the case to the jury. I'm not walking up to you and saying that you don't have the right to be out with a fat woman. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying if you want to go out with something like that, please, please do. But what I'm saying, well, I forgot now.
Yeah, see, I knew he'd forget. I bet you've been doing bowl after bowl, haven't you?
That's really none of your concern.
Well, it is, Mike. What were you going to say?
I forget.
Wait a minute. Did you really forget what you wanted to say?
Yeah, I did. I was just...
Yeah, it's because he's doing one bowl after the next. I don't think you've taken one clean breath of air, have you?
Just hold on for a minute, man. Okay, so...
He hasn't felt... This guy has been blasted up bowl after bowl after bowl. Okay, kid?
Wait a minute. Okay, so the worshipman of society, and then...
Yeah, I win.
No, you don't win, man. You don't win.
Yes, I do.
Jeff, unless you can remember what it was you wanted to say, we have to allow Harvey to be the winner of this debate.
Okay, hold on for just a minute. Okay, so you were talking about the worserment, and I go, yeah, the worserment. And then he goes, yeah, no, you go detriment. And he goes, yeah, that's what I said. And I said, yeah, me too. And he goes, no, you didn't. And then
you can't go back over the whole damn, you can't go back over the whole damn argument.
I'm gonna. Hold on. So he goes, and then, shoot.
Okay, Jeff, I'm afraid we have to call this a Harvey Weinman win.
And that, you know, I mean, I'll tell you this much. You're only letting him win because he's old.
No, he's not letting me win because I'm old. He's letting me win because I won. You're an idiot. You can't remember what you were going to say.
It was right after you said the worserman, and I go, yeah, worserman. Then you go, yeah, no, detriment. Okay.
Yeah, no. You don't know what you're talking about, you dim bulb. I can smell the dope on you here on the other end of the phone. I can smell it coming through the receiver.
You can't smell no dope.
Tell me you haven't been doing bull after bull. Tell me.
I haven't been doing bull after bull.
Are you lying?
Yeah. Is he lying? Yeah, are you lying?
Yeah, I am lying, yeah.
Okay, you know what? I'll give you points for that. You got my respect. You're a liar. You're a lousy, stinking, crawling liar, and you lied about having bowl after bowl after bowl. But I will give you that. You were honest.
Well, you said I was a lying, stinking crawler.
What? I didn't...
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. He said you're a lousy, stinking, crawling liar.
Yes, that's why I didn't say that you were a lousy...
Yeah, see, man, I may have been doing bowl after bowl, but you're still senile, and nothing's ever going to bring that back, man.
You know what? You know, I'm going to show you how, see, if I ever see you, I'll invite you to Vegas. I will invite you. I'll fly you here just so I can kick your ass. What do you think about that?
I think, you know what, I think you're a baby, man.
Okay, look, Harvey, you win. Get back to your gambling. Jeff, sorry. Better luck next time. Thank you and good night.
Well, I mean, all I wanted to do...
Because I can't...
Yeah, it sounded to me like Harvey Weirderman or Wireman won.
He did win. He didn't wage a very effective battle, but he did win, only because Doubter forgot what it was he wanted to say.
Yeah, that's what I call soccer, own goal. What's that?
That's when you kick the ball into your own net. I forget what that's called. It's an own goal?
Yeah, own. Or you I don't know.
Anyway, when you kick the ball into your own net.
That's about as stupid as you could ever be.
It happens, bud, because the ball is in front of that net. It's bouncing all over the damn place. You don't know where it's going to go sometimes. All right, so congratulations, Harvey. You win that. So you have the right in America to do whatever the hell it is you want to do. And Harvey was debating on that side, and Jeff felt that society should have some mitigating influence on you, especially if you want to go out with a fat woman. All right. I found something when I come back. You really can't see it. We were talking about the Danny and Gaius crash at Indy in 1981. So I'm going to show that during the next break on Phil TV. And then when we come back, we'll just have some odds and ends and some news and other things to report on here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show for this Tuesday night. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com.
The Phil Hendry Show.
Just because I forgot, he forgets all the time, too. Yeah, but I didn't forget this.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I don't know what put me in mind of that Danny and Gaius crash, but we were talking about motor racing, and we were talking about that show on Fox Speed Week called, or it's not Fox Speed, it's called Fox Speed called Pinks.
Yeah, it's about getting pink slip.
Yeah, racing for pink slips. And there's a show now, folks, I don't know if you know this or not, but it's a show, it's a game, it's a racing game show. You know, everything is a game show now. I mean, they've got game shows for everything. Dancing and singing and juggling and racing automobiles now. And it's called Pinks, and people actually race against each other for pink slips. So we were talking about racing, and we were talking about the relative safety of racing and so forth. And we started rapping about accidents, and I got into this Danny and Gaius crash in 1981. Of all the racing, and I've been to live races. I've never seen any crashes at live races that have been as bad as the ones I've seen on TV. In other words, I've never seen a crash at a live race where it resulted in fire. Certainly, I don't think I ever saw a... I was at one race at Long Beach when Clay Regazzoni, who was a international driver, Italian driver, lost control of his car, and he wound up being paralyzed in this wreck. I remember seeing the wreck, but it wasn't the kind of flaming, explosive, spectacular crash that sometimes you associate with racing. But the ones you see on television, I mean, obviously they got 5-6 different camera angles, and I was watching the Indy 500 in 81 when Danny and Gaius, who was one of the drivers in the open-wheel Indy cars, somehow had been involved in a horrific crash, and I don't now recall what caused it, but I remember just looking at this clip, and now it brought it all back to me. His car was in pieces. There was nothing left of his car. And you see what's left of it is a flaming wreck, and there's the roll cage, that little cage that the driver sits in. Now, by the early 1980s, they were designing those open-wheel cars, and I guess they probably were designing the NASCAR, NASCAR race cars the same way, where they no longer were one big unit that would just go bouncing around on the track if you lost control of it, but pieces of it would shear away. And they found that that was infinitely safer for the driver, because as you lost pieces of the car, the driver is inside that roll cage, and he's protected much better than if he were a part of a bigger missile flying through space, totally intact, this big 3,000-pound thing. So, sure enough, there's Ungaius in this wreck. The car is pieces of it shearing away. The tires you can see bouncing down the track. I think one of them actually leapt over the fence and injured injured one of the spectators, and the tail end of the car is on fire. But as the car comes to a stop, you see Angais unconscious, sitting there in that little roll cage, but safe. And literally, the car was sliding down the track, and you see this guy who is, he's out cold, and he's like just, he's just a passenger on this flaming wreck of a thing that sooner or later is going to come to a stop. You don't know how or you don't know when, but he's inside this little roll cage, and he's unconscious, and it finally just slid to a stop on the backstretch of the track there at Indy, and then out come all the safety guys. They put the fire out. And the good news was that he survived, and I think Danny Angais went on to race again.
Why would anybody want to get back into a race car after that's happened?
Well, you got to do it. You got to do it, and you got no choice.
Why?
Otherwise, you probably look chicken.
Oh, sure, you're going to look chicken. Why would anyone?
Well, Margaret, you've been in automobile accidents, haven't you?
Well, I haven't been in an automobile accident where I'm unconscious and I am, you know, I'm sitting there in a flaming automobile. I've been in some wrecks. Don't worry about it. I've been in some wrecks. But I've never been in a wreck. Let me put it to you this way. The last accident that I was in, the car was airborne. And I was, you know the story, when Frank was out of control and I was chasing him. You remember that?
Well, this was when Frank left the house, right?
Yes.
And the two of you had been drinking.
No, you got it wrong again. Frank had been drinking.
Were you not stopped by the police?
Well, the police stopped because of the damage that had been done. Can I tell the audience the story, or do you want to destroy it and make me look like a drunk?
No, go ahead, Margaret. I'm almost certain.
No, you're not almost certain of anything. Frank Gray, my husband, got very drunk one afternoon at our home. It was the tail end of a cocktail party we'd had, an afternoon party. Frank jumped in his car and took off. And I said, where's Frank? They said, Frank is steaming down to Sunset Boulevard, and he's on his way, and we don't know what he's going to do. Well, I said, well, that will not stand. I went, got into my car, and at that time I had a little SL, a Mercedes, a sports car. I took off after him. He saw me, and that's when he began to bounce off the parked cars. That's number one.
Okay, but that's when the cops saw that happen. They breathalyzed both of you.
May I finish?
Well,
may I finish? I took off after Frank. When he saw my car behind him, he had some sort of an automatic reaction, and that's when he lost control. He bounced off of three parked cars, and I, seeing that and wanting to follow him, I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, yeah. Margaret, I got to speed the story up, and I happen to know the story. Frank was bouncing off of parked cars.
No, you don't know the story.
Wait a minute. Frank was bouncing off of parked cars, and you, in following him intently, started bouncing off of parked cars, too.
Because I was looking at his car.
Okay, fine. The two of you wound up side over side, am I right?
No, I did. Frank didn't, because of some movie, I don't know.
Yeah, well, okay, you were side over side. What happened to Frank? He got airborne, didn't he?
He got airborne over the park, yes.
Okay, so you got Frank airborne, and he finally comes to rest, crashing into that clump of trees. Your car is side over side and then bursts into flames, right?
No, it was one of the parked cars.
Okay, that lady's car burst into flames.
There's two. I got the Beverly Hills. The Beverly Hills Bugle is right here.
Give me that, the Beverly Hills Bugle. Oh, this is that weekly, yeah. Two cars burst into flames. Well, mine wasn't one.
All right, so here's what happened. Margaret's husband is drunk, takes off from the house one afternoon. Margaret goes chasing after him. Why?
Because I wanted to know where he was going.
Because you wanted to know where he was going. He got freaked out when he saw her car in a rearview mirror. He steps on it and immediately bounces off of two parked cars. She bounces off of the same parked cars, and somehow she is side over side. How did he get airborne?
He hit a ramp, I think, some kind of a ramp.
He hit a ramp?
Well, he wasn't on the street at that point.
So anyway, his car gets airborne and crashes into a fountain or some sort of a stone structure in a park, and Margaret's car doesn't burst into flames. You're right. It was two other cars. So you hit a total of four cars, two of them caught on fire?
Let me tell you, the cars that caught on fire, they were Pintos.
Okay, Margaret, they were Pintos. Fact is, they never would have burst into flames had you not hit them. Thank God there was nobody in them.
No, there wasn't anyone in them. There were Christmas presents, and they made a big deal out of that.
Well, you burned up someone's Christmas, basically.
Oh, I am so sure.
Well, Margaret, if you set fire to a guy's car and all of the Christmas presents... So, Frank winds up going into the hospital with whiplash. You walked away.
Yes.
You're walking away, arguing with the cop the whole way. The whole thing is a mess. There's two flaming wrecks on Sunset Boulevard. Frank's car, there's a fountain of water shooting 300 feet into the air. Frank is blind, stinking drunk. I mean, that's what happened.
You know what? You'll hear from my attorney in the morning, and that attorney, my husband.
Yeah. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is produced by Dan Northcraft and Phil Hendry, and we're online at philhendryshow.com. Make sure you have a backstage pass if for no other reason than you can get a little bit of truth, justice, the American way, and quality radio into your life. We'll see you guys tonight at 10 on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Until then, let that be a lesson to you.
You'll hear from my lawyer in the morning.
Yeah, you already said that.
What, you'll hear from my lawyer in the morning?
Phil Hendry.